Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Death Angel by Linda Howard, performed by Joyce Bean. To Logan Chance Wyman for all the smiles, and to Susan Bailey of the Exchange Bank for answering all my questions about electronic transfers. Chapter 1. New York City.
You did an excellent job.
Rafael Salinas purred to the assassin, who stood on the other side of the room, near the door. Either the man didn't like getting too close to other human beings, or he didn't trust Salinas and was giving himself an avenue of escape if the meeting turned sour, in which case he was smart. People who were wary of Salinas tended to live longer than those who trusted him. Drea Rousseau, curled close to Salinas' side, didn't care what the assassin's reasoning was, so long as it kept him at a distance. He gave her the creeps, the way he never seemed to blink. She had seen him once before, and at that meeting he'd made it obvious he disliked her presence. He had leveled his flat, unblinking gaze on her for so long that she'd begun wondering if he'd made it a practice to eliminate people who could identify him. Other than the people who paid him, of course, and maybe even them after the money was safely in his hand, or his account, or however assassins collected their fees. She had no idea what his name was, didn't want to know, because while truth was supposed to set you free, in this case she thought it might possibly be deadly. She thought of him as Raphael's assassin, but in fact he wasn't one of Raphael's regular crew. He was a free agent.